Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Tuesday. First with yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back at Monday. Amazing what you see driving around sometimes. We'll come to that shortly. Rachel Smalley doesn't like being compared to other people. Who does? Some shops deciding not to do Christmas this year, and how good are inflatable tents, really? But before any of that, geez, those Kiwis are a bunch of whinging... Oh, disgraceful.
I watched Sean Johnson, a man of extreme talent at times. And there you go. Members of the media and fans and everything, you got what you wanted. No, we didn't get what we wanted. What we wanted was an outstanding game and a really good playing team. We wanted a team that actually threw themselves into the game, gave it their heart, their soul, they're everything, instead of their worst. There is an answer for the league, for the Warriors, for New Zealand Rugby League, for anybody who wants to listen. I said it once before. It just so happened that the Warriors were performing very badly at a time when this book came out earlier in the year, The Captain Class, The Hidden Force That Creates the World's Greatest Teams, written by Wall Street Journal journalist Sam Walker. And I did something on it, and I know that Sport did an interview on it. I think Larry Williams even did an interview on it. And it features in part the All Blacks as one of the great teams of all time. And it tells you what it goes to make a great team. Someone, somewhere in New Zealand, in the New Zealand Rugby League hierarchy, needs to read that book. Not once, not twice, five times. And so does any aspiring player. Any aspiring player, because it's not that hard. Not that hard. What Sean Johnson lacks became very, very obvious on Saturday night. He wasn't alone, by the way, but I'm picking on him because he is the star player. Resilience, and I mean real resilience, not just pretend resilience.
Enough to drive a man to drink, really, or something even stronger. Although I don't think you need an entire carload of that, do you?
As I was coming down Pukerua Bay Hill on the Kapiti side, I noticed the guy driving a Nissan Prado. Now, every single window in the truck was down, and sticking outside of those windows were fully grown cannabis plants.
No.
I'm not kidding, mate. As a smoker myself, there was no denying it. I was just like hoodwinked. I had to do the old double take. Oh, my God, is this for real? How desperate are you guys? Couldn't you do it at night? A lady behind me had obviously seen what had happened and called the police. Now, the next thing I know, I had police coming from both directions, and I tell you what, mate, they were going for Dander. They were not happy. They pulled him over. He didn't want to get stopped either. They actually fishtailed him.
Oh, my God.
And I stood there behind. I decided to wait and see what happens because they pulled him up and they got him to get inside Fisherman's Table. I don't know if you guys are aware of where that is.
Paikakariki.
Yeah. Anyhow, I stood there and watched the count. 67 fully mature cannabis plants.
What?
Yes.
What were they thinking?
Probably stupid. It's hard to tell what.
Maybe they'd been sprung and they thought they'd try and get rid of us or you know, save as much as they could before it all.
Or maybe they'd just partaken quite a lot and really hadn't thought anything through at all. Rachel's been thinking hard about what makes you feel good and what doesn't, and a lot of it is comparing yourself to other people, and it's not always healthy.
And there were people of all shapes and sizes and ages and abilities, and that's the beauty of running. Anyone can do it, and because you're only competing against yourself, everybody gets the same sense of achievement when they cross that finish line. And as the popularity of running in this country continues to grow, and particularly among women, it delivers, I think, one of life's great lessons. And that is, comparison is the thief of joy. If you compare yourself with others, and particularly out there, you know, when you're running, but in life in general, it will rob you of that sense of achievement, that sense of joy. And pretty much every area of life, there will always be someone who is better than you or someone who has more than you. You know, you compare yourself, that's what you see. And as I ran in Queenstown, that's what dawned on me. I passed people who were walking and they would cheer me on. I passed a few runners who'd hit the wall and they'd had to walk. But you know, as you run by, you call out a few words of encouragement. We've all been there. We've all hit that wall. There were people who were faster than me, people who were slower than me. And we were all heading in the same direction, all trying to get to that finish line and to feel that sense of achievement when that medal is placed around your neck and the endorphins kick in. It's so easy, as I said, to compare yourself with others in this somewhat visually manufactured world that social media now creates for us, but you shouldn't do that. Comparison is the thief of joy, and you don't want to rob yourself of life's little finish line moments.
Yeah, I think the thing I enjoy most about exercising is stopping it, like when it comes to an end. And then I can just go and sit on the couch again and start melting cheese on things again. That's the bit I like best. Now, the year is nearly over, of course, but some shops not going with the Christmas decorations this year, apparently.
So 27% of retailers aren't decorating this year. Does that surprise you?
No, look, I was not surprised at all. You know, retailers really need to be, you know, doing something to bring the customers into, you know, not only their store but their centre or the area. So, yeah, no, look, I wasn't surprised at all.
Right, and we know the big retailers, the malls, they get on board pretty early, don't they, with Christmas. What about, is it the Mar and Par retailers, the smaller businesses, you think, that are not getting on board with this?
Yeah, that's correct. I suppose you get a lot of national retail chains that, you know, might do something interesting or use print media or, you know, do a national rollout for Christmas. But I think some of the smaller retailers, you know, obviously look at the cost of it and I wonder if, you know, I'm sure they, you know, they weigh up the pros and cons and decide that it, you know, costs too much money and takes too much time and perhaps they haven't got the decorating skills that they think they should have.
Is there a difference between regional towns and, I guess, the urban centres?
Well, look, I think so. I think, you know, regional towns really actually do quite well at banding together and, you know, and putting on a good show. But in terms of the urban centres, if you've got retailers, if you've got retailers within a shopping centre, I suppose they think that the shopping centre is going to take care of their Christmas decorations, so perhaps they don't need to.
Our local shopping centre has put up some quite elaborate decorations that sort of hang along the you know, underneath the gutters of the sheltery bits. You know what I mean. Without getting too technical. And I remember thinking this last year, because they're the same decorations they used last year, that I felt like they're very muted colours. Sort of a dull green, dull gold, almost like they got them secondhand and they're faded. I'm not sure if they're supposed to look antique-y or whether they actually are now 5 years old and they just need a bit of a spruce up. What do you want for Christmas? An inflatable tent?
Well, it's very interested to read the hunting and fishing catalogue. I think it was that. I think it was hunting and fishing. But it seems as though all the tents now are inflatable. How ridiculous. So these tents are like your old tents of old with bendy poles, but you just actually get the bike pump and you pump them up. So the frame is tubes of air. A bit like a hollow for noodle. And I hate to say it, but I looked long and hard at one of these tents a year ago and I thought I'd be laughed out of the camping ground. But I am tempted, because if there's no poles, you just drag it out of the car and pump it up. This could be a good thing.
Yeah, trouble is you need a pump. And I tend to use, I've got a little mini compressor that plugs into the car lighter, but it broke the other day. So then you might be in the camping ground waiting to pump up your tent, and then your pump's broken, and then you got no tent. At least the poll is there. You know it's there. Well, unless you've lost it, of course. It's fraught, really. I just wouldn't go camping. That's probably my move. I am Glenn ZB. That has been News Talk ZB for Tuesday. Let's not get too ahead of ourselves. We've got another month to get through yet. But we'll see you back here again tomorrow for more News Talk ZB then.